listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment. My heart, you'll see. So Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is about embracing the child within. This is something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I have a son, and he is 3, going on 4 in a couple months. And I've talked about this with some of my close friends, and even some just acquaintances here and there that I've met at different parks and different playgrounds and fun little museums for kids, is that little kids have this sense of wonder and awe for most things. I feel like I've really been living and seeing things in a completely different way because of my son. For instance, he can look up in the sky and see an airplane going by and be like totally taken aback by it, enamored with it. Like, oh my gosh, look at that, it's a plane. Wow, that's so cool. Daddy, look, it's a helicopter. Daddy, look, it's a bird. He is just so fascinated with everything that is going on around him and everything he's taking in. It's just really neat. It's like the first time he sees something all over again, even though he's already seen a bunch of planes and helicopters and birds, for example, in his life so far. And there's something to be said about that. It's not short-term memory loss on his part. It's just being excited about being alive and showing that excitement through his words, through his facial expressions, through just being happy and really being in the moment. And you know, we could all learn a lot about that as adults. I mean, how often do we go through our day and not really
get too excited about something that maybe you've seen before. You know, what if you're in a park and all of a sudden there's a frog? Do we even take notice, or it's just, whatever, it's just a frog, I've seen him before? Or do we have a moment? Can we allow ourselves to have a moment where we look at it and say, oh my gosh, wow, that's super cool. Like, that's a frog in the wild and not at the zoo or not at an aquarium. I try to do this a lot more with my day. And it's really because of my son who's helped me through this. It helped me see the world kind of in a brand new way again. It's really cool. And we can apply this to not just fun things you see around us, but you can apply this to your business. You know, you can apply this to how you run your social media page. You can apply this to a hobby or a passion you have. Maybe you could start looking at things as if you were a child. And yes, there's some naivete to that, and a bunch of innocence, but you know, sometimes we have to just go into something without overthinking it, right? How many times are we paralyzed by fear because we're just overthinking of all the worst case scenarios and replaying them in our minds on like a repeat? And what if we just go ahead and did something because we were excited about it? Now, I know I might get a little bit of flack for this, but it's not going into something blindly without knowing what the repercussions or consequences are. It's just about taking a leap of faith and doing something, maybe taking a risk through like almost like a child's eyes, you know? My son sometimes doesn't realize where he is going when he's riding his bike, and because he'll be looking at everything else around him and maybe he'll hit a bump and fall. But the fact of the matter is he's willing to get out there, take that risk of riding a bike, even though he's only three. It's one of those balance bikes. So it doesn't have pedals, but it allows you to balance your weight in the center of the bike so that, you know, the next step would be actually getting a bike with pedals. And he's really enjoying it, but he still doesn't know. He isn't really aware of what could go wrong. You know, if he goes a couple feet to the right, he's ending up in the street, and that could be bad. If he goes a couple feet to the left, he'll end up on someone's lawn. And that wouldn't be the best thing either. So, but if he stays straight and he enjoys himself and he goes a little bit downhill, he knows how to stop himself. Like I said, he isn't totally aware of his surroundings, but he's aware enough. And that's all we really need to be, is aware enough of the consequences or repercussions of a decision or an action, taking a risk. And you never know what could come of that. You know, if we never go out there and take risks, we'll never really grow as human beings. We'll never really be challenged. We'll just kind of be going through life status quo, following the crowd, just not really thinking for things for ourselves, not really being introspective and challenging ourselves. And how can I make this better? How can I become a better version of myself? How can I build my business a little bit better? So today I challenge you to think about seeing the world through a different lens, almost through a child's eyes. There's something really unique about it. And inspiring, you know. It's you could tap into some innocence again that maybe you've lost, the purity of how everything is for a little kid, living totally in the moment, and really embracing that, you know. Plus, it's just fun to be a kid. You can act foolish and do silly things, and people kind of laugh at you because it's like, they don't know any better, you know. So. And it's also getting to that point where you as an adult don't care what other people really think about you. You know, as long as you're not doing anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or unsafe, you should be all good. I mean, we shouldn't let what other people possibly say about you kind of dictate how the way you live your life. I've been sort of conditioning myself in this way and trying to embrace the child within a little bit more every day, where I just try to laugh more. I smile more. I don't take some things that people say to me because to heart as much. I try not to make it so personal. Instead, I see it as, well, if they're gonna make a comment about how I'm not eating meat anymore because it's a decision I wanted to make for myself after seeing some documentaries and doing my own research about the way animals are treated, or just the health benefits of eating more of a plant-based whole grain sort of diet, then it's just they're scared to try something new, or they're jealous in the fact that, wow, he's trying something new, like out of nowhere, and he seems to be doing really well with it, and he looks great, and he looks like he's in better shape, and he's got more energy. You try to lead by example, and you know, instead of letting something get to me, like little kids don't usually let what's something that somebody says, like if they're making fun of them, get to them, because they don't even know what's really happening. They don't know that somebody's really making fun of them. They could be teasing them and they'll just kind of play along with it. And it's funny. It's almost like that saying, if somebody's going to make fun of you, you just kill them with kindness, right? Or if they're going to be bad or mad or like yelling at you or angry, you kill them with kindness. And I think that little kids up until a certain age, maybe like 4 or 5, can really do that. And they're not even aware that somebody might be making fun of them or teasing them in sort of a negative way. You know, I hate to bring this up in this sort of way, but I'm going to, because it's a perfect example of people just not really understanding where you're coming from. And me just being like, okay, in my head, I have reached a level of emotional intelligence to the point where I don't feel the need to really give an answer any more than the answer I gave. So in this situation, it's been a year and 3 months since I've been running my business full time. And my in-laws still ask me every so often when we have dinner over there, so how are things with the business? Everything okay? At first it used to be, do you have a packed schedule? Are you doing full-time hours? You know, are you okay financially? Like, they wouldn't ask that specific question, are you okay financially? But they would kind of beat around the bush with it. And I used to just let it get under my skin. Because I just like, man, you've known me for 7 years now. I've been with your daughter for 7 years. Don't you know, like, I'm not just going to sit around and twiddle my thumbs and kind of pretend that money's just going to come to me or that work is going to just come to me. I do a lot of outreach, a lot of marketing. I'm emailing, I'm making phone calls, I'm meeting people in person all the time. I'm striking up new relationships. And it's not just with serving those with developmental disabilities and the drug and alcohol counseling centers and the aftercare programs and the nursing homes for assisted living or assisted living facility places that have those with Alzheimer's and dementia in it, or sick kids, mental health organizations and places like the soup kitchens. I do a bunch of other stuff as far as trying to get songs placed in TV shows and get them licensed for in-flight entertainment systems and background radio retail channels. Constantly meeting new people and trying to strike up new business. And I just think, like, I've shared things with them in the past. And it just seems like because I don't have the 100% day job, you know, where it's 9 to 5 every day, kind of clocking in and clocking out like a robot and going through my day totally programmed and planned. Yeah, my hours can be maybe a little erratic sometimes, and maybe I have a couple hours on a Monday to do some invoicing or go on a walk, maybe have a meeting with a new business, maybe have a meeting with one of my employees, see how they're doing. allows for that flexibility where no, that during that time I'm not really particularly making any money, but I'm doing things to better the business. I'm doing things that are necessary for the business that eventually have to get done, and I'd rather not do them at 9 o'clock at night. So I choose time during the day to do that on a Monday, maybe for 3 or 4 hours, and on a Friday for the same amount of time. So it's just, it's interesting, this idea that so many people have subscribed to that is just this time, go to work, this time, come back, this exact time has to be this, 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 and the other thing. And it's all programmed, and sort of laid out for you. It's nice to kind of live within that sort of box in a little bit, but for the most part, it's a lot of creative time slots. You know, trying to squeeze this thing in or that thing in. I have a half an hour here, so let me do a little invoicing. I have an hour here, so let me record a podcast. I have 15 minutes here, so let me make a phone call. Instead of every day being the same exact thing, I can honestly say most days are very different. And it's really cool. And, you know, I do have a fairly decent daily routine, but that can change. That can be flexible. You know, I feel like what I've learned a lot over the last year is being adaptable and flexible and malleable, as you would call it. And kids are like that too. Kids are so resilient. Yes, I know they thrive on the, you know, certain routines, but you know, if you got multiple kids, I've seen this with some of my friends. Sometimes you just gotta, on a spur of the moment, oh, we gotta get in the car because your brother's sick. And that's not a planned thing. And they, you know, they have to be adaptable and flexible and go with it. You know, are we still able to do that as adults? Or are we not able to be adaptable and flexible and change and spur of the moment and having to do a spontaneous trip somewhere because this person's sick? Or, oh, you know what, we just feel like going to the beach today. It wasn't talked about yesterday, but let's just go in the next hour. We'll figure it out. We'll pack a lunch. We'll sort of plan it out as we go. It doesn't have to be so well thought out. We could just have the idea and go for it. As long as, I said, is it's not illegal, immoral, unethical, or unsafe. And you're keeping people happy, healthy, and safe. It's a beautiful thing. And so I just want us to get us to think a little bit more about not letting certain things get to us. When people are trying to almost put you down or plant seeds of doubt because it's not something that they're doing, doesn't mean it's wrong. I mean, that's what you're doing, and that's what feels like resonates most with you and what you are most connected with. It's certain people's, I think, unsureness, the uncertainty of stepping out on a limb and taking a risk and trying some new things. It can be uncomfortable. It can be unsure of yourself. Like, well, is this really going to work out? But I guarantee you, you're going to learn so much in the process. How to run your own business if you are doing that. How to be resilient. How to change. Maybe change paths or change directions when something comes up. It really kind of challenges you and it helps you grow as a person to deal with any situation that comes your way. And kids are so good at that from what I've seen. So embrace the child within. We need to do this more. There is something special about that. There's a quote that goes to the effect of, in order for us to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must become childlike. Right? There has to be that innocence and purity. Yes, you have all this life experience and things that have happened in your life, but in order to enter such a special place as heaven, we need to be wiped clean of our sin, if you will, our uncleanness, our impure thoughts, and anything that we've done on this earth that might not be up to snuff for God. So let's think about that. It's a really interesting thing to think about. We need to become more childlike anyway. It is a humbling thing. And in the end, you're going to catch more bees with honey than with vinegar. think about that one. And that's another thing kids really love is honey, sugar. Embrace the child within. I challenge us to do that today. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, signing off. Be good.